It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Wake boats and wake surfing are making waves on Wisconsin lakes and at times pitting neighbor against neighbor. The boats create large waves that people can surf, and wake surfing has grown in popularity.
But as Danielle Kading reports, some critics say the waves create concerns for the safety of others on the water, the environment, and spreading invasive species.
On a late July morning, Mike Scandon and Mark Mapes head out on the waters of Lake Minocqua in a Mastercraft X24. It's a boat designed for wake surfing.
It's a lot of fun. It's very gentle movements. You're moving everything in your body to do it. So it helps with agility, coordination.
That's Mark Mapes. The two head out about 800 feet from shore to an area that's 40 feet deep. At 69, Mapes says wake surfing is easier on the body than water skiing.
Okay, we ready?
Yep.
All right, going in.
Similar to water skiing, a wake surfer is towed behind a boat with a rope, but the person eventually lets go to surf the large waves left in the boat's wake. Scandon waits for Mapes' signal that he's ready to surf.
All right.
The two co-own a school that teaches people how to wake surf and operate their boats responsibly. Scandon says that means surfing in the deepest water possible, far from the shoreline. But just how far and how deep is at the heart of a debate making waves on the state's lakes. Critics of the boats say they need to be very far out to avoid shoreline erosion, property damage, and other problems. If boats are too close to land, Scandon agrees that's a problem.
I would say anyone can be a jerk in a boat. It's not the style of boat that causes the problem.
Wake surfers and the boating industry say that staying 200 feet offshore is far enough to avoid those problems. Jeff Miesman with the conservation group Last Wilderness Alliance says otherwise. He says the boat should stay 700 feet or more from the shore.
A lot of people have bad experiences with wake surfing boats, and they want to do something about it. They don't want to see them on their lakes because they can't do anything else.
On smaller lakes, Miesman says people who paddleboard, kayak, or fish can't be near the boats without facing the risk of being swamped or tipped over by their large waves. Wake boat owners say there needs to be more tolerance and education. Jennifer Eckert says she loves to surf with her husband and two kids.
We do try to get out early when there's not a lot of boat traffic because it's also better for surfers to be out when there's not a lot of other traffic.
Some states, including Vermont and Maine, have statewide regulations on wake boats. In the last year, Republican lawmakers in Wisconsin introduced dueling bills restricting their operation that failed to advance. In the meantime, some towns like Farmington, Dayton, and Presque Isle are limiting their use at the local level. Presque Isle Town Supervisor Kathy Logan Weber says they're barring use of ballast tanks or other features that increase a boat's wake.
I'm sorry that we have to restrict the kind of activities that people may want to do on the lake, but I think it's just really important for the health of our lakes to restrict this type of activity.
She and others say evidence shows wake boats can cause environmental damage. Hans Meyer with the group Lakes at Stake says the boats create a jet of water toward the lake bottom while wake surfing.
These boats are stirring up the sediment on the bottom of the lake. So we're tearing up weed beds, we're interfering with fish habitat. That's a very serious environmental problem.
Wake boat owners dispute that they're the sole cause of any environmental harm to the lake bottom or shoreline. They point to studies funded by the boating industry that found 200 feet from shore is far enough away for waves to subside. Another study by researchers at the University of Minnesota finds the boat should stay as far as 500 feet from the shoreline. Scandon says he's not saying there aren't any problems with wake boats. With proper education, he thinks people can operate them in a safe, responsible manner. But he thinks limiting or barring their use because of a few bad apples on the water is the wrong way to go. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
This is Wisconsin Today.